And now, right across Australia, it's time for the House of Wellness.
Sometimes I get a good feeling.
The House of Wellness. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Good morning and welcome to the House of Wellness. It is so lovely to be with you on this long weekend. If you're having one for the Queen's birthday weekend, I'm Jo Stanley. I'm joined by Gerald Quickly, as always.
Good morning, Jo.
And Sally Opermeter. Good morning, Sal.
Good morning, guys. Hello.
Isn't it nice to spend some treasured time with friends and or family?
Long weekends, they're always good.
Just the extra day makes such a big difference, doesn't it? It's almost like you actually benefit both weeks. Like the week leading up to it, you're like, it's going to be a long weekend. And then on the other side, it's like, it was a short week.
Yes. Just to press pause for a moment and hopefully just do one little thing that's for your self-care. We really encourage you to embrace that this weekend.
And enjoy the tropical weather of the southern states.
Gosh. Yeah. Yes, I hope you have a nice warm fire to snuggle up to. Today we are learning about respiratory illnesses and ways to improve our lung health. And I must say, it occurred to me, so other than choosing not to smoke, I really have not thought much about my lung health.
Very powerful and important organs, and we just take them for granted until something goes wrong. Yeah. And bearing in mind the effect that so many things, and it might be smoking or vaping or environmental pollution or mould or any of these things, can have on our lung health, that has enormous ramifications for years and years and years.
Yeah, absolutely. I feel like it's sort of we've thought about it maybe a little bit more in the last couple of years with the pandemic and with COVID and, of course, talking about respiratory illnesses. And I think maybe it's one of the first times, because we spoke so much about if you're a smoker, what effect, you know, if you got COVID, that could have on you. So it is important. I think it's one of those things that it was overlooked for a very long time, like you say.
Mm. Yeah, so we're going to be joined by Dr. Gulsa Adabi, a specialist respiratory and sleep medicine physician from Epworth Healthcare, to talk about staying well this winter, and that does include avoiding pollutants, some of which I think will surprise you actually to learn about. There's also a look at RSV, a respiratory virus affecting our children, so really important to learn about that, and the latest news on the flu that is very much going around. I know in my circles it's everywhere. So we'll speak with Dr. Gulsa Adabi about that. Also, did you know that the Salvation Army helps someone in need in this country every 17 seconds?
Wow.
It's amazing. And that does include providing food, shelter, living expenses, or in the case of family violence, a safe refuge. So, of course, we're heading into the Red Shield appeal. We're going to shine a light on the amazing work that the Salvos do with Major Bruce Harmer. He's going to also tell us how we can reach out for support if we actually need it, because there is a 24/7 number that is there for you, thanks to the Salvos. Plus, the A to Z of Vitamins is all about relieving mild rheumatic aches along with mild osteopathic pain. I just call that aches and pains that come with aging.
It could be. And you will never guess the herb that's involved. You'll never get in a million years.
I won't. Guess, no. Well, okay. That's a good hook.
Yes. Yeah, you got me. All right, I'll stick around.
I like it. We would love you to give us a call. 131 873 is our number. If you have any questions to support your health, we've got Gerald and Sally here to answer your questions. And next up, the good habits we all should develop to protect our respiratory health. That's on the House of Wellness.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
When life gets too overwhelming, reach for the Rest and Quiet range from Chemist Warehouse. Traditionally used in Bach flower remedies to the original method and potency, the range helps to calm the mind and relieve symptoms of stress and mild anxiety for you and the whole family. Choose from Rest and Quiet Calm, Sleep and Focus formulas. Feel the difference? Get the spray or dropper starting from $19.99 at Chemist Warehouse. Always read the label and follow the directions for use. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. It takes a community to build immunity. Book your flu immunisation at chemistwarehouse.com.au/flu.
131873 is our number, 131873. Give us a call with any questions that you have for your health. We'll get to those in just a moment. But first, respiratory healthcare might be something you haven't thought of, but with winter upon us, now's a good time to take a look at some of the conditions we should be watching for and how to help prevent them. Joining us on the line is Dr. Golsa Adavi, a specialist respiratory and sleep medicine physician with Epworth Healthcare. Good morning, Golsa.
Good morning. How are you?
Very well, thank you. And as we were saying earlier, lung health seems to be the sort of thing that's a bit out of sight, out of mind. So tell us, why is it important for us to protect our respiratory health?
Yeah, absolutely. It is so important to always protect our overall health, but especially as we enter the winter months, it's even more critical that we focus on our respiratory health over the next few months. We really need to do everything we can to actively protect ourselves and our loved ones against catching these pesky respiratory tract infections and ensure that we focus on boosting our overall immunity. Certainly going into the early winter 2022, it's already presented itself as a very challenging year for our respiratory health.
Mm-hmm. What some habits then do you think, Golsa, that we should adopt, or what's something that we should maybe lose, stop doing?
Yeah, so making good decisions for your health is the number one step, which is often the hardest thing to change or adapt, and it requires us to change habits we may have adopted for years. Specifically for our respiratory health, I guess picking my top three tips would be, number one, ensuring we limit and stop our exposure to cigarettes and vaping. And certainly vaping is something that's becoming more trendy and common in individuals in lower age groups in recent years. Two is focusing on your sleep health, and this is extremely important and something that's often overlooked. For example, looking at your total sleep time together with a focus on your sleep hygiene ensures that you have better sleep efficiency, and this is significant benefits to your overall immunity. And finally, your diet, and that includes your alcohol intake and exercise, is also critical in maintaining good health. And that can really make a dramatic difference in your overall respiratory health, particularly in individuals who may have underlying lung disease as well. And we know that if you're living with a lung condition, studies have shown that people who have chronic lung disease actually use 25 to 50% more energy than healthy people due to their increased work of breathing. Therefore, your diet is just critical.
Wow.
Golsa, a philosophical question, please. You mentioned vaping before. Not many years ago, we were sold, as health practitioners, we were sold a pup by the tobacco industry that vaping was going to be the thing that took people off cigarettes. Now, a few years later, we're saying it's just as bad as cigarettes. How has this been allowed to happen, and how can we arrest the trend?
I guess we didn't know, and a lot of these are about advertising and alternatives for people. But unfortunately, this alternative is actually showing that it's not better. It's different to smoking, and certainly smoking is terrible for anyone and for your lung condition, but vaping, we're seeing, is also causing significant damage and long-term damage, which really we're still learning about, and we don't know the extremes and exact consequences for people. But yeah, it's difficult to know what's in these products, and it's difficult to know how to stop them. But I guess education and knowledge is all we can advocate for.
Okay.
Mm. Also, I want to ask you about RSV, which affects our children and grandchildren. What can you tell us?
Yeah. So the respiratory syncytial virus, or RSV as we call it in short, can affect people really of all ages, but is the most common cause of respiratory and breathing infections in our children, and particularly children less than 1 year of age. RSV typically causes seasonal outbreaks throughout the world, and in Australia, our peak period is actually now, so May to July is when we see the peak. And most people, you know it as the common cold, like viruses, but together with influenza, it's actually the most common reason children present to the emergency department or require hospitalisation and oxygenation. So in particular this year, both RSV and influenza appear to be really affecting children and the older population. And you can have RSV repeatedly in your life, unfortunately, and we know that even healthy adults are infected with RSV repeatedly throughout their lives and typically have symptoms restricted to the upper respiratory tract. But if, you know, it progresses, it can be fatal.
And what are the symptoms to look out for?
Yes. Infants and young children usually with primary infections usually present with lower respiratory tract infections. Bronchiolitis is the common term that you may hear in hospitals with children, or pneumonia, so infections in your lung that may require antibiotics, whether tablets or intravenous on admission to hospital. And signs include cough, runny nose, sinus congestion, conjunctivitis. They're the common things we see. And compared to, I guess, other respiratory viruses, RSV tends to be more likely to cause sinus and ear involvement. You may get wheezing and shortness of breath, and that's seen in adults and children as well.
What role, Golsa, bearing in mind, I preface it by saying I'm always surprised at the number of people you hear who end up with lung cancer who have never been a smoker. So is there a role that pollutants, the environmental pollutants, are playing here, or is it genetics? Where are we going with that?
A little bit of both. Unfortunately, genetics sometimes is unfortunately it's a consequence of something that can happen. But I guess to specifically answer your question, exposure to pollutants in the air can certainly damage your lungs, but luckily in Australia we generally have pretty good air pollution levels most of the year. However, exposure, avoiding exposure to secondhand smoke, being aware of your occupational environment, so different occupations have increased risk of lung diseases and lung cancers, and limiting exposure to not just cigarette smoke but indoor or outdoor fire pits, and of course we know we've got our fires that occur seasonally as well. It's being aware of these things and limiting your exposure, or at least trying to, can be really important. And I will also say, not specifically to cancer, but in terms of pollutants, mould really around the home has to be thought of as a pollutant, because that can have serious consequences for people as well.
And Golsa, just finally, we mentioned the flu is everywhere. What advice can you give us around respiratory care and the flu?
Yeah, it is everywhere. And I guess the 2 years during the sustained lockdowns with COVID-19 did see a dramatic reduction in respiratory viral infections. But in 2022, it's really, we're seeing a huge rise of influenza cases around Australia, particularly locally. I guess where I work in Melbourne, I'm seeing it daily. And the June figures nationally, we know that of the reported cases, there's been at least 90,000 plus cases of influenza and 27 influenza associated deaths so far in Australia, which is really big numbers. The tips, you know, are remembering what we've already learnt during these lockdowns and trying to implement them, hand hygiene, being, you know, aware of when you're unwell to stay at home and try and limit your infectivity, and infecting someone else is just critical. So stay at home, recover if you're unwell, and protect your community, and limiting the spread at hospitals and general practitioners are really under immense pressure already going into winter.
Great. Mm-hmm. And yeah. Also get the vaccine, which yes. We've had for so long. We take that for granted.
Yeah. Thank you, Dr. Golsa Adabi. It's been wonderful to have you on the show.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Thank you. 131 873 is our number. Steve in Kippering, good morning.
Hello, Steve, and good morning.
Good morning to you guys as well. Just a question. I've recently been diagnosed with lung cancer.
Mm-hmm.
It's only in one lung. It's at the top of the lung. There's actually two lesions there. I've also got emphysema in that lung,
mm-hmm.
and the top of the lung's collapsed. I'm not struggling or anything like that.
No.
But my main concern is I've had the PET scans, I've had the two biopsies. As I said, it was 6 weeks ago when I was diagnosed with it. My main concern is with the PET scan, it didn't show up anywhere else in my body, which is a good thing.
Yes.
All I'm worried about is that if they leave it too long before they do the surgery, could it travel to other parts of my body?
Steve, that's a question that's a little difficult to answer, but the main thing is that what you've got to do is maintain your own health at the moment, to be as strong as you can. Where, and Sal will have a couple of thoughts on perhaps some foods to focus on, but build yourself up. The surgery, no problem. You know, you're handing yourself over to the experts. So don't stress about that. If they were concerned that there were metastases going on, you would be having that surgery pretty well straight away. Mm. So no doubt the PET scans reassured them there. But Sal, we need building, rebuilding, maintaining food every day that we can focus on.
Absolutely. You want to go into your surgery, I think, as strong as you possibly can. And also you'll need to do this after surgery as well, because, you know, it takes its toll on your body. And I think one of the best things definitely that you can do is try and cut sugar. Just try and cut sugar as much as you can. So eat your leafy green veggies, you know, eat a kind of a good, healthy, balanced diet. Stay as strong as you can. Try and get enough sleep. Mm-hmm. And that can be one of the toughest things if you're worried. But definitely sleep and try and stay off the sugar, the big one.
There you go. Good luck, Steve.
Yes, absolutely. All the best, Steve. And 131-873 is our number. Keep your calls coming. We'll get to more of those next after this.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. It takes a community to build immunity. Book your flu immunisation at chemistwarehouse.com.au/flu.
Welcome back to the House of Wellness. I'm Jo Stanley. With me is Gerald Quigley and Sally Overmeter, and we are here thanks to Chemist Warehouse. The number is 131-873. Give us a call with your questions for your health. Just before we get to that, speaking with Dr. Golsa there, I thought it was interesting that she mentioned the irritants around the house that can cause respiratory problems. And something to be mindful of, I've been reading a lot about with mould,
yes,
because it's been so wet in so many parts of the country, so much rain, which has led to a huge problem with mould. And just the health warnings are, don't ignore it in your house. If it's something that you're concerned about, you should investigate.
Yes.
So what are we looking for? Black marks on the wall, black marks.
Smell.
Yes. You'll see it often in your clothes. Like, I think that's one of the great places to look, because your wardrobe tends to be, it's dark. And if you've got mold in your house, if you pull out, like, you know, like a jacket or anything, leather or suede, you'll see the mold, and that will help you then to go looking in other spots.
And if you have allergies, asthma, any respiratory conditions, if you're vulnerable to the sort of the weather around with your breathing, then you really need to investigate, and particularly infants, children and older people are at risk.
I have a friend who is a practitioner who, when she goes into a room where there's mould, immediately coughs, nose blocks up, and that's how quickly those effects can happen in a room where there's any mould. Quite amazing.
Yes, and I did read that if you are experiencing ongoing respiratory issues and you don't know why, that could be the reason.
Yes. So perhaps a hidden factor. That's
Sometimes
not obvious. Yeah,
absolutely. 131-873 is our number. Good morning, Rita in Matraville.
Hello, Rita.
Yeah, hi. I just wanted to find out, because I've been diagnosed just a couple of months ago with osteoporosis.
Yes.
And the endocrinologist wants to put me on alendronate.
Yes.
70 mg weekly.
Yes.
And I'm 58, so I didn't particularly want to take it because of some of the side effects that I've read. So someone recommended alternative like Jarrow Boner and K2 and vitamin D. And I thought I may just try that for about a year and then take scans and see how it's going. Do you think that's a good option?
Rita, look, it's certainly an option that you can consider. And we're talking here about bone mineral density. So if your readings that you've done show that you're losing your bone mineral density quickly, then the medication that's been suggested is probably the best option. If your rate of losing bone mineral density isn't so great, maybe with a bit of a discussion with your doctor, you can try a calcium supplement. There are some wonderful options there. The K2 is good because it takes the calcium from a supplement and directs it into bones and away from blood vessels. The dose there is 180 microgram once a day. And the vitamin D at this time of the year, I'm a fan of two vitamin D capsules for your immune function, but also it helps the calcium in your food and in a supplement become more available. So consider the options. I certainly would discuss with your doctor that rate of bone mineral density loss. As I said, if it's quick, then you need to do something about it. If it's very slow, well, then maybe you've got a bit more time to take a bit of control yourself. And calcium-rich foods sell. They're everywhere.
Absolutely, they are. Vitamin D foods, things like fish, look for fortified foods. You'll see they're fortified with vitamin D. Egg yolk is one. And in terms of K2 foods, leafy greens, animal proteins, any fermented foods as well, also really good for you. And also, don't forget, weight-bearing exercise can also help with, with bone strength. Really important.
Even walking is better than...
Yes. I was so interested to learn that link between vitamin D and calcium.
It helps
absorption. I didn't know that.
But if you have it in a supplement, it actually increases the risk of coronary artery calcification. So that's why you put the K2, a recent discovery in the last 10 years or so, where we direct the calcium into bones.
Amazing. All the best with that, Rita. Mary in Mount Mee, good morning.
Hello, Mary.
Morning.
How can I help?
I've been coughing before 7 o'clock last night, mm-hmm. and I've coughed all night non-stop. What can I do?
How do you feel this morning, Mary, other than being worn out, obviously?
Mm. Yeah, I am.
There's a reason for the cough, Mary, so something's going on. You may have picked up an infection. Dr. Gossip talked before about RSV. It's everywhere. It's a viral infection, and it really can affect your lungs. If this persists, you should go and have a chat to your doctor. But in the meantime, there is an ivy leaf extract mixture you can buy from the pharmacy today, chest rub to put on your chest and on your back before you go to bed tonight. You can use a saline spray to make sure there's no nasal drip, and a higher than normal pillow. Now, all of those things may help, but if it's worrying you and it's non-stop, you need to go and have it checked out, Mary.
Oh, there's nothing worse than being kept awake all night from a cough. Mm. So we really do wish you a better...
And stay warm. Stay out of the cold wind, Mary.
Yes, yeah. We wish you a better night's sleep tonight, Mary. Next up, we shine a light on the good works of the Salvation Army, who are always there to help. That's on the House of Wellness.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. It takes a community to build immunity. Book your flu immunisation at chemistwarehouse.com.au/flu.
Well, this morning, let's spare a thought for not only the most vulnerable in our community living below the poverty line, but also for the women and children who have had to leave their homes to escape family violence. The Salvation Army, which has been going for over 140 years now, is at the coalface of this, assisting someone in need every 17 seconds. And joining us on the line is the Salvo's Major Bruce Harmer to talk about their Red Shield appeal, which this year is shining a light on domestic violence. Good morning, Bruce.
How are you?
Very well. Thank you so much for joining us on the show. Can you give us some of the statistics on family and domestic violence in our country?
Yes, absolutely. Today, women are three times more likely than men to experience violence from an intimate partner. We know that for a fact. And one woman in four in Australia has experienced domestic violence in their lifetime. And I guess the worst stat of all to share with you today is, on average, one woman a week is murdered by their current or former partner. So the stats around domestic violence are quite concerning.
Yeah, they absolutely are, Bruce. Mm. If we noticed during the pandemic that there's been a bigger incidence of domestic violence?
Yeah, there's no doubt that there's been an increase in domestic violence during the pandemic. Isolated at home, if you can just imagine this picture, isolated at home with their abusers, many women and children had increased exposure to violence and decreased opportunities to escape. So lockdown during the pandemic, unable to get away for support and exposed to more danger.
Just goodness, it's a dreadful picture you're painting, Bruce, isn't it? Now, what are the Salvos, what are you aiming to do? We have the Red Shield appeal every year. And what in general terms, or even more specifically, what are you hoping to achieve?
Well, this year we're wanting to raise $36 million to continue to support the work that we do right across the country. We need to raise those funds by the end of June just to keep our more than 2,000 centres open for another 12 months, which is, of course, our intention.
And you're shining a light specifically on family violence. So how many women and children do you support each year?
Yeah, we support about 5,800 women and children each year. We offer a range of services to them. We have our refuges that they're very welcome to come to. Those refuges are unlisted so that we try to protect them from their abusers. But we help them in a range of different ways, meeting their immediate needs, their day-to-day expenses, emergency relief, food, clothing. We'll help them with household goods where necessary. But I guess the most important message we try to convey to them that there is a way back into society, away from the danger, away from the trauma, away from the instability of abuse, and back to a full and happy life.
Wow. You know, this is incredible. Bruce, the Salvation Army has done a research report, or you guys have done, on how people are meeting their living standards in this country. Can you tell us a bit about that?
Yeah, for sure. So we surveyed 1,400 people, just over 1,400 people that come to us for assistance in the last 12 months. And what we found was that 93% of respondents were living below the poverty line. Just to let you know, the poverty line is made up of, it's basically a number of half the median household income in Australia, which is about $426. a week. So 93% living below the poverty line, 75% saying that managing financial stress was one of their greatest challenges, and 65% were asking for help from family and friends, and we've all experienced that in the last 12 months, and 56% were not being able to afford medical or dental treatment when they most needed it. And that's really concerning, not when they wanted medical or dental support, but when they needed it, they were unable to afford it.
And Bruce, it's alarming to imagine in our country, but you're dealing with families who are actually going without meals, aren't you?
Absolutely. Unfortunately, half of those surveyed are going without meals due to the shortage of basically money. And, you know, the stark reality is that many who come to the Salvation Army are having to make the really difficult choice, do I keep my family fed or do I keep them warm? And that's a choice that really no one should have to make in this country.
Absolutely not. So in this 58th year for the Red Shield Appeal, you are aiming to raise $36 million. How can people contribute to the Red Shield Appeal?
Well, if people would like to support our Red Shield Appeal, they can visit our website, salvationarmy.org.au, and make a donation there. You can also reach out for help there if you need support from the Salvation Army, or give us a call on 137258, 137258. And again, you can make a donation there, but you can also ask for support there, and they will refer you to the appropriate channel within the Salvation Army.
Well, good
yes.
luck.
Look, I know, Absolutely. Bruce, whenever I have had anything to do with the Salvation Army, and I've been fortunate enough to spend time in, you know, some of your centres and meet some of the amazing people that work with the Salvos, you know, what you do is you recognise those that otherwise would fall between the gaps in our society. And it's a really special thing that you do. And I know that there's a great privilege because you work with amazing people, don't you?
Oh, absolutely. I'll just give you one example. There was a young lady from Myanmar who came to Australia on a student visa, would you believe it, in 2020, right at the beginning of the pandemic. She very quickly found herself without employment as the hospitality job kind of dried up. And she found her way to the Salvation Army, and we supported her by providing meals and a safe place, and also social support for her, just so she had friends around her. Today, she has her part-time employment back. She's working well at uni, but she's also volunteering now at the Salvation Army Centre, helping people who have been through a similar situation.
It's wonderful. Well, the Red Shield Appeal goes through until the end of June, so make a tax-deductible donation if you're able, salvationarmy.org.au, and the number is 137258. That number is available 7 days a week should you need support. Thank you so much, Bruce. It's been wonderful to have you on the show.
Thanks very much.
And 131873 is our number. Joyce in Essendon, good morning.
Hello, Joyce.
Hello, good morning to both of you. Gerald, I need your help.
Yes.
I have been this last 2 weeks with this really, really bad cramps in my stomach. And I think what causes them is, I know I suffer from the IBS syndrome. And last weekend, I ate some chicken that was very, very hot, the spice thing in it. I had it in the freezer, took it out, thawed it overnight into the fridge. But when I had some of it, oh, my stomach felt like it was on fire. And ever since, I have been getting these cramps. And I can't seem to be able to get rid of, you know, to be... It's so annoying. It makes you feel heavy and uncomfortable. The only thing that suits it out is Buscopan tablet and the peppermint.
Okay, so you've got your Buscopan and they're relieving it, are they, Joyce?
Yes.
Good. Now, I've got one other suggestion, please. One other suggestion to put in there. Go today and get some slippery elm capsules and take those every time you have something to eat, every time you have a slippery elm capsule as well. And that will protect those sensitive areas of your tummy that are causing you the pain. So if you have the slippery elm, you won't need the Buscopan, but have it on hand for any breakthrough pain.
Yes, all the best with that. 131873 is our number. Keep your calls coming. And next up, A to Z of vitamins.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
We've heard about the amazing superfood properties of Manuka honey, but did you know Australia has some of the most active Manuka honey in the world? Experience the bioactive power of Barnes Natural 100% Australian Manuka honey. With a lighter, creamier taste, it's a great choice for every occasion. Nurture yourself with Barnes Naturals Premium 100% Australian Manuka honey today. From only $19.99 at Chemist Warehouse. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. It takes a community to build immunity. Book your flu immunisation at chemistwarehouse.com.au/flu.
It's time for A to Z of Vitamins. And Gerald, I have, when you get those random aches and pains in your joints, whatever, I call that a what's that pain. Because you're like, oh, what's that now?
Do you get that often?
Yes, as we get older, yes, actually.
Okay. No, what's that?
I did pose a question before, and I want your guess as to what I'm going to talk about.
Well, we're talking about something that's lovely for our joints, aches and pains. Yes. I really don't know. Magnesium?
No, yes, well, that's yes, that's close. No, we're talking turmeric, and there is...
Turmeric, okay. Yes.
There is a rumour that I'm attached at the hip to turmeric, but when you look at the physiological benefits of turmeric in reducing inflammation, it is absolutely brilliant stuff. And you can use it in your cooking salad, I'm sure you do, but it's not well absorbed. It's got to be in a curry or a soup or something where there's a bit of fat.
Correct.
So a supplement is an ideal way to get a therapeutic action. And for those people who can't take a non-steroidal anti-inflammatory like Voltaren or others because of blood pressure, then a turmeric supplement is a good option. Because it's anti-inflammatory, it reduces pain, it supports joint function, and it's been so well proven for so long. So away we go.
And I think what's great about it too is like you're actually getting a much higher dose. Like it's all well and good to cook with turmeric, but you're not getting enough.
Not the therapeutic dose.
Correct. Mm. So that's why what you're talking about has a real positive benefit.
But you can certainly back it up with, and in winter, there's no better way of putting a bit of oomph into a curry or a casserole.
Delicious.
Or into one of Sally's pies.
Yeah.
Oh, Sally.
Yeah. No, Sally's a pie maker from way back.
GQ does love a pie.
Yeah.
Who doesn't love a pie?
I know.
Oh, absolutely. Well, the Adizata Vitamins is brought to you by Wagner Turmeric, traditionally in Ayurvedic medicine to assist in the temporary relief of mild rheumatic aches and pains and to help relieve mild osteopathic pain. 131-873, we've got one more caller that we can get through today. Good morning, Wayne in Logan.
Hello, Wayne.
Yes, hello, Jared. Crest syndrome, have you heard of it?
Yes, I have. So have you got someone in the family who's struggling? And we might say the syndrome is a collection of symptoms. So you've got someone trying to cope with that, Wayne, have you?
Yes, yeah, my wife's had it for the last 3 or 4 years to be diagnosed with it.
So we're talking about dryness, we're talking about poor circulation, and many people will have heard about Raynaud's, which is where you get cold hands and feet. So we're talking here, Wayne, moisture. The important thing here is fish oil, omega-3s. So an omega-3 supplement, omega-3 fish, oily fish, a couple of times a week, very important. And that helps with the structure. And there's lots of really good clinically proven moisturisers about that really just help the structure of her skin. So it's a matter of living with the problem, not being dominated by the problem. And if you drop me an email, houseofwellness.com.au, and there's an ask tab there, I'll get back to you probably later this afternoon or tonight, and I'll list a few things that I think are amazing for helping the lipid profile of her skin.
Mm, thank you for your call there. Thank you to all of our callers, 131-873. Oh, sorry, it was our number, but we unfortunately ran out of time. But the email, Gerald, I should say, head to houseofwellness.com.au. That is the website, and there's an ask tab there, and you can send along your questions to Gerald, who is very diligent in getting back to you with your questions. Houseofwellness.com.au is the number. We will get to more House of Wellness after this.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
We've heard about the amazing superfood properties of Manuka honey, but did you know Australia has some of the most active Manuka honey in the world? Experience the bioactive power of Barnes Naturals 100% Australian Manuka honey. With a lighter, creamier taste, it's a great choice for every occasion. Nurture yourself with Barnes Naturals Premium 100% Australian Manuka honey today from only $19.99 at Chemist Warehouse. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. It takes a community to build immunity. Book your flu immunisation at chemistwarehouse.com.au/flu.
It has been lovely to spend this last hour with you. If you're after more House of Wellness, you can head along to House of Wellness TV today, back on your screens at midday on Channel 7. There's a really important story and reminder that it's Bowel Cancer Awareness Month. So if you are over 50, do your free screening.
Yes.
Don't leave it in a drawer. Mm. I'm turning 50 in a couple of weeks and I'm looking forward to receiving that gift from the government.
Well, and we are looking forward to hearing how you get on.
Yeah. Okay. I won't share too much detail. But also, there's a beautiful story where we go inside MND Research ahead of the big freeze tomorrow at the MCG, where, of course, they're raising valuable funds for motor neurone
disease. Get your beanie number 8.
Absolutely. Get yourself the beautiful beanies. And there's a lift out today.
Pat Cummins on the front. Pat Cummins and Gillette doing some work for Gotcha for Life, which is Gus Wallen's amazingly led charity for men's mental health. So go for it and remember the beanie, number 8. Yes. If you've got a number 5 or a number 6, get a number 8.
Oh, it's embarrassing. Yes. Get yourself an 8.
Get another one. Yeah. Absolutely.
Absolutely. And you can get them everywhere as well. Yes. I mean, you can go online and get them, but, you know, make sure you get those beanies. Sal, it's been lovely to have
Thank you again.
Great to spend Sunday together, guys.
Yeah, you're off to have a lovely long weekend, I'm sure.
Oh, you betcha. You betcha. On the couch with a red wine.
Not
at this time. Later. Just to be clear.
Something to look forward to. Head along to housewellness.com.au. As always, we say thank you to our friends at Chemist Warehouse and have a lovely long weekend to you, Gerald.
You too, Joe. Let's enjoy it.
Yes, and we'll see you all next week.